Have you ever felt like modern medicine is just sort of chasing your symptoms instead of actually fixing the root cause?
Right, like you go to the doctor, they hand you a pill to suppress something, and
And
then.
then a week later, boom, something else pops up.
Exactly.
It's basically like 20th century medicine is just playing this endless game of whack-a-mole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, today we are taking a stack of your sources, articles, research papers, your personal notes, and doing a deep dive into the work of Dr. Brian Fertig.
Which is fascinating, by the way.
Oh, totally. Our mission here is to figure out how this endocrinologist is completely redefining personalized medicine. I mean, he's merging classical physics, thermodynamics, and quantum biology.
It is a massive paradigm shift, honestly. Instead of that reductionist symptom-by-symptom approach, Fertig treats the human body as an interconnected system.
Right.
And to really grasp this, we have to look at how he defines life itself, which basically boils down to the strict laws of physics.
Physics.
Yeah, living organisms, in his view, are literal biological engines.
Which, makes perfect sense when you think about metabolism.
Exactly.
If we are engines, then metabolism is simply how we process our fuel.
Right, that's the core of it. I mean, metabolism is the central functional difference between living and non-living matter.
Okay.
True health, according to Fertig, is about efficiently managing energy and information to resist entropy.
Entropy.
Right. He refers to entropy as the evil twin of information. It is just the natural tendency toward disorder and chaos. Disease happens when your energy handling system becomes inefficient.
Like due to stress or aging.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. If metabolism is essentially just, energy management,
Yeah.
should we view chronic illness simply as a thermodynamic energy crisis?
Yes, absolutely. When you stop efficiently consuming, storing, and using energy, metabolic waste just builds up.
Wow.
But health isn't a static snapshot, it is a dynamic flow. And to visualize that flow, Fertig created this mathematical model called the Physiological Fitness Landscape, or PFL.
All right, the sources mention the PFL maps, control parameters against order parameters, but let's translate that. If we stick to that engine analogy, what are we actually looking at here?
So think of control parameters as your foot on the gas pedal.
Okay, like extrinsic stressors.
Exactly, like poor nutrition, lack of sleep, or circadian disruption.
Got it.
And the order parameter is how the engine handles that speed. So things like your VO2 max or heart rate variability.
So if you slam the gas, but the engine struggles to respond efficiently, the math basically shows us a breakdown is coming.
Yes, but the body tries to compensate for this through a process called allostasis.
Meaning we, adapt to the stress just to keep the car on the road.
Precisely. But chronic stress pushes the system toward allostatic overload. The crucial insight from Fertig's work is that stress damage is not linear.
Like, really?
Yeah, the body brilliantly hides the damage by compensating. It is like an engine running way too hot for thousands of miles.
Oh, I see. So the temperature gauge looks totally fine right up until the exact second the head gasket blows.
Boom. Criticality.
So the goal is to see the engine running hot before the gasket blows. But the sources note Fertig looks to the absolute smallest scales to do this. Quantum mechanics.
He does.
Yeah, he explores this in his Metabolism and Medicine series and a book he co-authored with Deepak Chopra called Quantum Body.
Yep.
But I have to push back here, though. I mean, this is a beautiful theory. But how does a doctor actually translate subatomic quantum synchronization into a tangible treatment plan, like for someone with prediabetes?
I know it sounds like science fiction, but it really comes down to bioinformatics.
Okay.
At the quantum level, biological processes rely on the synchronized transfer of electrons, like literal energy flow.
Right.
When stress disrupts that flow, it creates microscopic thermodynamic inefficiencies way before symptoms appear.
So he advocates using what, AI and big data?
Yes, to track hundreds of thousands of physiological data points, it measures your specific resilience at that microscopic level.
So rather than waiting for your blood sugar to cross a dangerous threshold, the AI spots the quantum level energy leaks years in advance.
You've got it. You aren't treating the diabetes.
You're intervening in the thermodynamic energy crisis.
Right. Before allostatic overload even occurs, it is pure predictive precision.
That is just wild. It completely changes how you view your own health.
It really does.
It is not a static checklist you get at an annual physical.
Yeah.
It is a constantly shifting landscape of energy and stress. Keeping this biological engine running means monitoring the whole vehicle.
And you have to recognize that everything from the subatomic level to your daily environment is just constantly interacting.
Which leaves us with something pretty provocative to chew on.
Oh.
Yeah, if our bodies are ultimately biological engines governed by thermodynamics, and we need thousands of data points to predict the tipping point of disease, well, how long until our everyday wearable tech, like smartwatches, is tied directly into these AI models?
That is a fascinating thought.
Right. The predictive physicist of the future might just be living right there on your wrist.